Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are talking about the topic of waiting. And I'm sure most of you are like me. You don't like to wait, and during this pandemic, we're learning to wait a lot. And yet the good news is God wants to help us, and God teaches us a lot about waiting in the Bible. And we've been talking with Paul Prather. He's a longtime columnist with the Lexington Herald Leader's Faith and Values section. A lot of you probably enjoyed his writings over the year. He's also a pastor and a gifted speaker. I've had him speak at men's breakfast that I've hosted before. But we've been talking about the topic of waiting, a sermon he did recently at his church called Wait Upon the Lord. And if you missed yesterday's program, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out what we talked about yesterday, because Paul just shared some real nuggets of wisdom, both from his own life and from the Bible, that can help us learn to be able to wait patiently and to wait on God. But today I want him to share the last part of his sermon. He shared five things that waiting accomplishes in our lives, and they really spoke to me. I mean, I was writing them down as he was sharing the sermon on Facebook when I watched it last week. And the first one you talked about, Paul, you said five things that waiting accomplishes in our lives. The first one is that waiting develops our faith. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, when we're in a waiting pattern, it's usually because we're in a situation where we can't do anything ourselves. You know, we can't fix the problem, because if we could fix it, we would. So clearly that's not working, and we have to wait on the Lord. And so the only thing we can do is have faith. And our faith grows. Our faith takes on a new dimension. The scripture says, you know, it talks about Abraham, who had to wait 25 years for the son that was promised to him, and he messed up in the middle of that. He went out and tried to do something on his own, and everybody's been paying for that ever since. But the scripture says he believed God. Abraham believed God. So his faith was developed, I believe, and strengthened, and it grew and changed during those times, when he was waiting for the Lord to do what the Lord had promised to do. Sometimes it takes more faith to wait than to rush out and do something desperate. Sometimes it takes a lot of faith to just do nothing and say, I believe God will fix this in his own way and his own timing, and I'm going to just believe that and hold that dear to my heart, and I'm going to rest in him. That takes more faith than going out and trying to do something.
Well, I really, you spoke early in your sermon, you shared that about sometimes the best thing we can do in a difficult situation is nothing. And for type A personalities like me, that goes against everything that I believe in. But, you know, I know God, the way I'm wired up at least, but, you know, I'm learning God's teaching me that. And you shared an example about how you didn't wait and you bought some rental properties. Can you share about that experience?
My wife died, and I was just kind of, and I had been nursing her for 5 years. It was a very intense sickness, and anyway, I was just fried to a crispy critter. And after she passed away, I just thought, I'm going to do something different. And I'd always kind of wanted to be in the rental business and have real estate. I went out and bought 20 apartments like an idiot. I didn't pray about it. I didn't ask about it. I didn't wait on God. I didn't wait on anybody. I just said, this is what I'm going to do. It's what I want to do. And by George, I'm going to do it. And so I did. And boy, that blew up in my face. It took me 12 years to get rid of those properties. And, I couldn't get rid of them. Nobody would buy them. It was terrible. Went on for 12 years. Those were 12 of the more miserable years of my life. And I realized, next time I'm going to wait till the Lord tells me to do something and the Lord says it's okay before I jump out and try to do it on my own, because clearly my decision-making skills are deficient in some areas. I better let him make the decisions, and I'll just go along for the ride. But I did finally get rid of them, and boy, I've been a happy camper ever since.
I can imagine. All right. Second thing you talked about that waiting accomplishes in our lives is that waiting teaches us patience.
Yeah. You know, the scripture says, and many people joke about this, including me, but the scripture says, tribulation worketh patience. You know, and when we're waiting on the Lord, it seems like tribulation. If you're locked down in your house and you're trying to teach your kids online and they're not wanting to learn, and you can't get to your office and you're having to telecommute, and, you know, or maybe you're laid off or whatever your situation is, that can be a real tribulation. And so, again, we want to try to fix it. And then when God's got us in a holding pattern, one of the lessons we learn is we can't fix it. And when we can't fix something and we're just stuck there waiting, there's only one thing we can do, really, and that's just be patient. We have to just wait. That tribulation works patience in us, and patience is an extremely valuable virtue. And sometimes that's part of God's purpose, is to teach us to just relax and sit down and shut up and wait on Him, because there's nothing we can do about it anyway. We might as well learn to be content where we are. And that's a real work of God. When God does that in our lives, that's a powerful thing. If we learn that we can, as St. Paul said, be content, be happy in any circumstance, man, what a powerful gift that is. That's what the whole world is looking for, is contentment, you know. And sometimes we have to learn contentment where we are. And that's that patience that I'm talking about. We just have to wait on the Lord, because there's nothing else we can do.
We're talking with Paul Prather. He is a columnist with the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Writes some great columns there, and he's also a pastor, and he had a sermon recently, a great message, and he shared five things that waiting accomplishes in our lives. The first we talked about is waiting develops our faith. The second one he just shared with is waiting teaches us patience. The third one you listed, Paul, and shared that day was waiting help us deal with our real issues.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times what we think our issues are aren't really our issues. You know, sometimes we think the issue is I need a job, or I need a wife, or I need a husband, or I need my kid to get straightened out, or I need my church to get a new pastor, or whatever it is. We think that's the issue. And really, a lot of times, that's not the issue. A lot of times, the issue isn't the situation or the circumstances. The issue is in us, that we have some spiritual stuff that we're not dealing with. And one of the ways that we avoid dealing with what our real problem is, whether it was a bad upbringing or lack of faith or emotional, I mean, it could be anything, any one of 100 things. But a lot of times, one of the ways we avoid dealing with our issues is by staying busy and doing stuff. We find something to distract us. We jump up and run. We go do something else so that we don't have to do the work in ourselves, or let the Holy Spirit do the work in our within us that really needs to be done. We avoid the real problem by being busy. Well, when you're in a waiting pattern and you're in a situation where you can't fix it and you can't really move, and you're there and you don't know how to get out, you got a lot of time to sit and think. You got a lot of time to deal with whatever the real issue is. And a lot of times that's part of the reason I think we're in the holding pattern, we're in the waiting pattern, is because the Holy Spirit has got us there, because He wants to work out of us what really needs to be worked on. He's a fixer, you know. He's a comforter. He's a healer. And a lot of times we can't get healed. We can't mature. We can't move on because we're running around, reeling around, trying to do 42 things and fix everything ourselves, which fix things that aren't really the problem. And the Holy Spirit says, no, you're going to sit down here and you're going to wait for the next 5 years. And by the way, while you're waiting, I got some things I want to teach you. I got some things I want to work out in you. So That's a real blessing that doesn't feel like a blessing sometimes.
I thought that was just a great, great point that you shared in your message there. That one really spoke to me. Number four, you said waiting develops independence.
Yeah, because when you have to wait on the Lord's plan for you, then you have to become independent of what everybody else is doing. And I'll give you an example. You know, in this pandemic, our church has been pretty much closed down. We are having a few minor on-site things, but basically we've been worshiping pretty much straight through on Zoom and on Facebook Live. And people get antsy about that. They get upset. They get worried about that. And, you know, have sometimes pressured me to open up. And one of the things people will say is, well, this church is open. This church is doing this. This church is doing that. And my response to that generally is, well, that's great. That's great for them. But I don't care what they're doing. What I care about is, what does the Lord want us to do? I cannot possibly care less what anybody else is doing, because that may be God's plan for them. What's God's plan for us? You know, and that's the way I look at my own life, and that's the way I try to look at all these situations, is you can't be a crowd follower. You have to be a God follower. And God's plan for somebody else isn't necessarily God's plan for you. And so you have to be a little bit stubborn, and you have to stand firm, and you have to be independent and say, until God speaks, until God shows me what he wants me to do, I'm not moving. I'm not going to do. This is where he told me to be the last time he spoke. He hasn't told me anything different. I'm not going anywhere until he tells me what he wants me to do. So independence is a good thing.
Yeah, that was a really great point there. Well, last but not least, we got about a minute left, Paul. You shared that five things waiting accomplishes in our lives, and the fifth one was waiting matures us.
Yeah, that's just sort of the sum to me of these other four things. It develops our faith. It teaches us patience. It helps us deal with our real issues. It develops independence. Well, if we do those things, we begin to grow up spiritually. And I can't tell you how many times St. Paul said in the New Testament, for example, grow up into the Lord. He was really focused on us growing up. Well, you know, this is what grows us up. Waiting matures us. It makes adults out of us, you know. And that's where God, I think, wants us to be.
Well, it was just an absolute powerful message. Five things waiting accomplishes in our lives. The actual message was called Wait Upon the Lord. We're going to have all Paul's contact information on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Paul, what is the best way for people if they want to watch that sermon and listen to it? What would be the best way for people to do that?
Well, there's really only one way to do it, and that's, you can go on Facebook. And you can either go to my personal site, you know, just Paul Prather, just feed that in, Paul Prather on Facebook. Come to my page, and you'll have to scroll down, because a lot of things have been added since then. Or you can go to our church's Facebook page. It's Bethesda Church, like Bethesda, Maryland, Bethesda Church in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. We have a church Facebook page, and that sermon is on there. Again, that's been several weeks, so you'll have to scroll down. Speaking of being patient and waiting, you'll have to patiently scroll down through a lot of other stuff, but it's there.
All right. Well, Paul, we are out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, man. Really, really great message on waiting. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. For Paul Prather, I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.